Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Thank you for joining us for the 18 hours bulletin, and now the news in detail. A latest report by Oxfam Zambia and the Center for Trade Policy and Development has urged government to conduct an independent forensic audit of debt contracted between 2011 and 2021 to identify possible audacious or illegitimate debt. The report, titled From Aspirations to Reality, highlights the impact of external shocks on Zambia's fiscal decisions and the trade-offs between debt servicing and public investment in key sectors. It recommends that government leverage findings from the proposed audit during negotiations with creditors, noting that such a move could influence Zambia's economic trajectory and significantly affect critical sectors such as health, education, and infrastructure. Presenting the report, lead researcher and development economist Dr. Peter Magati said Zambia must adopt fiscal strategies that balance debt sustainability with social and economic development priorities.
In 2020, the primary balance, here meaning the difference between a government's current revenue and its expenditure on goods and services, excluding interest payments and excluding interest payments on existing debt. This wasn't because of the revenue strength. It was a zero-sum allocation. So if you look at what was happening in 2020.
And Oxfam Zambia focal person Chitimbwa Chifunda said the report is more than an academic document. It is a call to action and has urged all stakeholders to collectively translate its findings into concrete action.
The real-world value of social protection has been eroded by inflation and subsidy removal, leaving many households in survival mode rather than on a path to prosperity. This dissemination event is therefore more than an academic exercise. It is a call to action. The recommendations outlined, broadening the tax base, adopting zero-based budgeting, enhancing transparency in debt management, and strengthening regional financial institutions are not just technical fixes. They are pathways towards financial sovereignty, towards fulfilling Zambia's social contract with its people. As Oxfam, we believe that true recovery will not be measured in fiscal metrics alone, but in consistent delivery of quality social services.
Meanwhile, civil society organizations Debt Alliance chairperson Father Daniel Mutale said the burden of debt servicing continues to limit resources available for development, adding that while recent fiscal adjustments may have been necessary, they have come at a significant social cost, with allocations to education, health, and agriculture declining. The Zambia Police Service has apprehended 23 suspected illegal immigrants believed to be Bangladeshi nationals following a swift and coordinated intra-agency operation conducted in Chisamba and Lusaka districts. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi said the operation commenced today at around 08 hours along the Chisamba-Chipembi Road in Chisamba district. He said, acting on credible intelligence, alert officers intercepted a grey Isuzu motor vehicle suspected of transporting illegal immigrants. Mr. Chilabi has more details.
Police officers pursued and successfully stopped the vehicle, leading to the apprehension of two Zambian drivers identified as Ruben Banda, aged 40, and Chadrick Tembo, aged 20. A search of the vehicle resulted in the apprehension of 13 suspected illegal immigrants believed to be Bangladeshi nationals. In a related development, on the same date, around 10 hours, in Kabanana compound, Lusaka, officers intercepted and apprehended 10 additional suspected illegal immigrants believed to be Bangladeshi, bringing the total number number of arrests to 23. A Toyota Fortuner motor vehicle believed to have been used in the commission of the offence has been impounded. Driver of the said vehicle fled the scene and is currently at large.
A Zambian national, Amanda Mukwashi, has been appointed as United Nations Resident Coordinator in the Republic of Angola by the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. And government has extended its sincere congratulations to Ms. Mukwashi on the distinguished appointment, describing it as a testament to her exceptional leadership, professionalism, and unwavering commitment to international development, humanitarian service, and social justice. In a statement, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Principal Public Relations Officer Eva Chanda said the well-deserved appointment only reflects Ms. Mukwashi's remarkable credentials and achievements, but also underscores Zambia's growing contribution to global governance and multilateral cooperation under the auspices of the United Nations. Mrs. Chanda said the appointment is a source of national pride and an inspiration to many Zambians, particularly women and young professionals aspiring to serve at the highest levels of international leadership. Chilanga District Council has applied to the Lusaka High Court to be discharged from proceedings in a case in which former Chilanga Member of Parliament Keith Mukata and 217 others have sued 11 Chinese mining enterprises over alleged pollution linked to their quarrying activities. In this matter, Mr. Mukata and the other plaintiffs have also cited the Attorney General, the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, the Water Resources Management Authority, and the Chilanga District Council as defendants. The plaintiffs are seeking a declaration that the defendants failed to perform their statutory duties, thereby unlawfully permitting the continuation of harmful mining, blasting, and dewatering activities that allegedly resulted in environmental degradation. They are also seeking an order compelling the 11 mining enterprises to pay $100 million to fund an independent environmental and social impact assessment, livelihood impact assessment, groundwater study, and health impact assessment. However, the Chilanga District Council has submitted that it should be struck out of the proceedings, arguing that it was improperly joined on the matter. The Anti-Corruption Commission in Chirundu has arrested and jointly charged Liambwa Mukomena, an assistant accountant at the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, DNPW in Chirundu, and businessman Karl Marx Muholi, also known as White Money, in connection with a 30,000 kwacha corruption case. In a statement, ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chirufya Chisanga, said the suspects, both from Chirundu, have been jointly charged with one count of corrupt practices with a public officer, contrary to the Anti-Corruption Act. Ms. Chisanga has explained that between 10th and 30th August 2024, the two suspects jointly offered 30,000 kwacha in cash as a gratification to officers of the DNPW in Chirundu. She said the inducement was intended to secure the release of a truck along with timber logs. Ms. Chisanga said the truck, trailers and timber had been intercepted and impounded after being found transporting timber without the required license or permits. She said the suspects have since been released on bond and are expected to appear in court soon.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government has launched the $49.8 million financial inclusion for resilience and innovation project FIRIP, a nationwide program targeting 1.8 million people to expand access to finance and strengthen climate resilience. Speaking at the launch, Ministry of Finance